I am sustained by the love of God. Here's the answer to every problem that will confront you today, tomorrow, and throughout time. In this world, you believe you are sustained by everything but God. Your faith is placed in the most trivial, insane symbols. Pills, money, protective clothing, influence, prestige, being liked, knowing the right people, and an endless list of forms of nothingness that you endow with magical powers. Pills, money, protected clothing, influence, prestige, being liked, knowing the right people, all these things are your replacements for the love of God. All these things are cherished to ensure a body identification. They are songs of praise to the ego. Do not put your faith in the worthless. The worthless will not sustain you. Only the love of God will protect you in all circumstances. The love of God will lift you out of every trial and raise you high above all the perceived dangers of this world into a climate of perfect peace and safety. God's love for you will transport you into a state of mind that nothing can threaten, nothing can disturb, and where nothing can intrude upon the eternal calm of you, the Son of God. Put not your faith in pills, money, protective clothing, influence, prestige, being liked, knowing the right people. It will fail you. Put all your faith in the love of God within you. It's eternal, it's in you, it's changeless, it's in you, it's forever unfailing, it's in you. The love of God in you is the answer to whatever confronts you today. Through the love of God within you, you can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and ensure confidence through the love of God within you. Tell yourself this often today. I am sustained by the love of God. It's a declaration of release from the belief in idols. It's your acknowledgement of the truth about yourself. Let the idea for today sink deep into your consciousness. Repeat, I am sustained by the love of God. Think about it. I am sustained by the love of God. Let related thoughts come to help you recognize this is the truth. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection. Let no idle and foolish thoughts enter to disturb your holy mind. That's the kingdom of heaven. That's the resting place, letting no thoughts come to disturb your peace. That's the resting place where your Creator, your Father, has placed you forever. I am sustained by the love of God. I am sustained by the love of God. Do you have to believe this?
No.
Accept it?
No.
Welcome it?
No.
Some of it you might resist. Is that true?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we clear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to be on page 341. Another term for the ego is the fearful mind, or the guilty mind, or the mind that thinks it's separate. You can personalize it even more by saying the guilty person, the fearful person, or you could personalize it even more from a Course perspective by understanding that it's talking about the mind that does not know what real love is. The part of the mind that doesn't know what real love is. This whole chapter is called the forgiveness of illusions. That means the forgiveness of false ideas. So this whole section of the book is about special relationships. This particular section that I'm going through tonight is one of the most difficult ones to hear about special relationships. So I'm giving you the heads up on that right from the very beginning. Because it's requesting getting out of a lot of denial. I think it's okay. I don't know. It's all right. I cut it off if it gets too bad. So here's the first paragraph. And it's called the choice for completion, which is the choice for love. We're only talking about fear and love. In looking at the special relationship, it is necessary first to realize that the special relationship involves a great amount of pain, anxiety, despair, guilt, and attack. All enter into the special relationship, broken in two by periods in which the anxiety, despair, guilt, and attack seem to be gone. Anxiety, despair, guilt, and attack, all these must be understood for what they are. Whatever form the anxiety, despair, guilt, and attack that happens in a special relationship takes. Anxiety, despair, guilt, and attack are always an attack on the self to make the other guilty. I have spoken of this before, but there are some aspects of what is really being attempted that have not been touched upon. Very simply, the attempt to make guilty is always